I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Well, we've been so focused on Donald Trump's attempt to tear down our democracy and destroy all democratic norms, we lose sight of one of the major accomplishments that he's had, and that's going after reproductive rights and gay rights, and continues to do that, still a big part of what Republicans in general are involved with. Now, as we all know, the Republican Party in general doesn't have a platform to run on, because they decided to ignore platforms this year and just say, whatever Donald Trump wants, that's what we support. As they march boldly into full fascism, there is not any pretense of being loyal to the Constitution in the Republican Party anymore. They're loyal to one man, the worst human being to ever be president, maybe anywhere. And a lot of people blame the president for how bad things are, and sure, he gets a lot of the blame, but he's not the outlier. He is the obvious end product of where Republicans have been going for years. Trump is the Republican Party, and the Republican Party is Trump. They're the same thing. He's not the outlier. They follow and worship him enthusiastically because he gives them what they want. A leader who says, you don't have to think or know about anything, all you have to do is follow me. So after Trump's completely taken over the party, they act pretty much like he does, but they've been acting like he does for a long time. So let's take a look at North Dakota. And this really does call to mind just how screwed up our system is for the way we have representatives. North Dakota, the entire state has a population of about 750,000, maybe higher than that, but roughly. Now, the population here in the city of Los Angeles is 4 million. Now, if Los Angeles just by itself were a state, North Dakota would have the same voting power in terms of senators. They get two, we get two. Same voting power. But those senators represent 750,000 people, and here in just L.A., that would be 4 million people, which gives them five times the voting power per person for their representative. But when we actually look at the entire state, we're talking about 50 times more voting power than I have. And the people in North Dakota, we're not talking the most educated best people in our country, but they're the ones who each individual has far more voting power than I do. Plus, when you throw in overall looking at the country, you throw in the way things are gerrymandered, and we just have a mess. People don't actually get representation in this country. Not fair and equal representation, anyway. One man, one vote isn't even a concept that makes any sense under our system of voting, because that's not what you get. So anyway, we got this podunk little state of North Dakota. There's literally nothing there. And here's their platform. And it's the kind of platform that you would expect from a teeny tiny poorly educated state with hardly any human beings in it. And for whatever reason is, the more rural you are, the least educated you tend to be, and the more conservative you tend to be. Why that is, I'm not completely sure. But it is, which is why all these little tiny conservative states have so much power than a mega state like California. So here is what they're talking about. They actually call their part of their platform Resolution 31. And let me just read it to you. It's titled, In Opposition to Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity Anti-Discrimination Bills, which they call SOGI bills. So here's some highlights. SOGI bills grant protection to voyeurs who wish to prey on members of the opposite sex. That would be a homophobic lie. SOGI laws empower those practicing LGBT behaviors to assume positions of mentorships of minors, often over objections of parents influencing their emotions and thereby recruiting for their lifestyles. Just an incredible made-up homophobic lie, just out of their dark, disturbed brains. SOGI bills seek to pacify those made uncomfortable as a result of their gender dysphoria by compromising the potential comfort and safety of an untold number of innocent individuals. Well, that one you could just cut and paste and talk about black people. Proponents of SOGI bills routinely advance the false narrative that they just want the same rights and protections you already have. Not a false narrative. That's what they want. They continue, every right and protection enshrined in statute applies to every North Dakotan equally. There is no legal remedy against suffering discrimination as a result of the heterosexuality of any given subject. I don't even know what the heck you mean by that. They're confusing bit of verbiage. You seem to be saying that heterosexuals suffer discrimination and need to be a protected class. That's delusional. And then there's this one. Many LGBT practices are unhealthy and dangerous. You know, that's true. I find the same true for heterosexual practices as well. You know, they're doing the butt sex and God knows what, those heteros. Sometimes endangering or shortening life and sometimes infecting society at large. In their wrap-up, they say, therefore be it resolved, the Republican Party of North Dakota opposes the passage of legislation which adds sexual orientation and gender identity to our century code as protected classes. Sure. But when are you going to add heterosexuals as a protected class? Because that seems to be the primary concern. And I understand that just seeing gay people have equal rights will turn you gay. But even in North Dakota, North Dakotans are not completely uneducated. In terms of having at least a high school education, they do better than the United States as a whole, which is terrible. And they do better than Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Iowa. Which explains a lot about Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Iowa. And perhaps some of that education has rubbed off because nobody seems to want to admit that they wrote this platform or voted for it or have anything to do with it. And the North Dakota Republican Party Executive Committee realized they had a problem even in North Dakota. And they disavowed its harmful and divisive language. That's showing you some progress, because North Dakota is very, very conservative. So, story started out sounding pretty bad, but things have changed so much that people have developed a certain amount of conscience that they realize that they can go too far. And now a more horrifying tale. This takes place with a judge, and that's where we're in real trouble, is with federal judges, because the only thing that the Senate has accomplished, really, is packing the courts with the most extremist and most unqualified judges in our nation's history. And we're starting to see that bear fruit. This is in Western Kentucky in federal court, which is, you know, that's a pretty primitive place to begin with. So, in mid-August, this judge, Judge Justin Walker, ruled in favor of an anti-LGBTQ conservative Christian photographer, Chelsea Nelson. This person didn't want to photograph same-sex weddings, and wants to advertise on her website that she will only photograph opposite-sex ceremonies, which would be deadly in most places, but in Western Kentucky probably would work in your favor. But unfortunately, in Louisville, they have a fairness ordinance that says you can't do that. But the kind of judges that we now have placed throughout the country, these kind of judges aren't really concerned about any rights other than those for heterosexual white male Christians. So basically the judge says, well, we got this First Amendment thing, so no, you don't have to follow the local law. As the ACLU pointed out in their brief, if you can just invoke the First Amendment to refuse to photograph a same-sex couple, why can't you also refuse service to interracial or interfaith couples? And they didn't add this, but maybe you could have a checklist of approved religions of people that you will serve. No Mormons or Jews allowed, perhaps. The case should have been thrown out because he had no standing. He hadn't been threatened with a lawsuit. He hadn't been threatened or even asked to bake a cake for an LGBTQ wedding. So this case should not have happened, but that's what you get when you get these unbelievably unqualified jurists. Walker's only 38. We're going to have him forever. And now he's being promoted to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, where he can inflict maximum damage. He received a not qualified rating from the American Bar Association for his current position. He was appointed not because of his great skill, but because because of his extreme conservative beliefs and his belief that the president has unchecked presidential authority.